Find a place to lie down if you haven't already. Make sure you've got a mat under you that isn't too soft, but has some cushion to it so that your bones aren't digging into the ground underneath of you. Carpet is great. And ensure that you're warm enough. So if you think your feet might get cold, maybe grab a pair of socks. Same with your torso, grab a sweater or a sweatshirt or something of the sort if you think you might get a little chilly. And also make sure that your clothes are comfortable so that your belly isn't restricted. You don't want any tight jeans or pants on. So now that you've established a good environment for yourself and that you're comfortable lying on your back, just take a moment to just simply notice your breath. And by noticing it, I don't mean change it. You notice if you can feel it, if you can sense movement in your body with your breathing. If you listen to the introduction to this session, the idea of coherence would mean that by definition, there is breath that expands all throughout your body so that as you inhale and exhale, all tissues experience the inhalation and the exhalation. At this point, though, I will assume that there may not be this perfect coherence in your system. So you simply notice where you feel your breath. If you wish, you can place your hand, one hand on your belly, one on your chest, just to see if there's a rise and fall of the front of your torso. As you breathe, is your mouth open or is it closed tightly? We're going to start at the area of the joints. And we won't cover all the joints in the body because that would take us a very long time. But we'll start just with the wrists. The wrists. So very small, gently, just bring maybe your right hand to your left wrist. So you can do that over your chest. You can even bring your hands up towards your face and just gently feel your wrists. And I've given you the direction of feeling your right wrist with your left hand, but you may do it the other way around. The one thing I'll bring to your attention, the actual type of movement you do and how you do it isn't so much of importance as just the quality of how you do this. So you just gently feel the skin around your wrist. Move your wrist a tiny bit, perhaps bend a little bit, rotate slowly though, very slowly. The speed is important in this aspect, so not fast, not quick like an exercise, just very gently. And just sensing this is your wrist. And that you're consciously moving it. And then perhaps switch to your other wrist. Just gentle movements. Noticing the warmth of your skin, the touch of your fingers to your wrist. As you do this, your brain, which is executing this, is coming online with your body. So this movement of your wrist and the exploration of your wrist is connecting your brain and your body in a very specific way. It's simple. This isn't rocket science. It's simply bringing you back to yourself, to your movement in a real simple way. And then allow your arms to rest again. You can rest them wherever you wish. They can be by your side or on your belly. And just pay attention to the area around your wrists. And simultaneously with both your left and your right wrist, just move them a tiny bit individually, but at the same time. Feeling your fingers even, how they might participate in this movement. Do you coordinate your breathing in any way with this? How is your breath responding to this very gentle movement? And then pause. Pause and take a moment to just sense the contacts of the floor with your body. Return back to just paying attention to your breath. It's very common when we lie down to relax and to sense ourselves that we will force our breathing and try to make it good, whatever that might mean. But really, I'll encourage you to, during these explorations, to just let the breath come and go as it wishes. If there's a sense for it to hold a little bit, allow that to happen. If you sense a big sigh come along, that's great. It means that the autonomic nervous system is becoming safer. It is resting a little bit. It's becoming better balanced. So this ability to really pay attention to when a big sigh or a deep spontaneous breath arises, consider that juice for your autonomic nervous system. It's very balancing. So now bring your attention to your elbows and maybe just bend one elbow. In other words, you'll bend at the elbow. You'll feel your arm move, the lower arm move closer to the upper arm. And just bend and straighten a little bit. You can rotate a tiny bit as you do this. Feeling your arm go out perhaps to the side a little bit, back in towards your body. But just tracking this experience of moving your elbow. And perhaps take your other hand, the one that you're not moving, the arm that you're not moving, and bring it over to meet up with the elbow that you are moving. And it may help to bring that arm off of the ground in front of your face or over your chest. And you just, as you did with your wrist, feel your elbow, the pressure that your hand makes with your elbow. And you just circle a little bit, very gentle. And then allow your wrist on the same side, so the side that you're bending, also bend your wrist a tiny bit, gently. So see if you can simultaneously pay attention to the bending, the opening and closing of the elbow joint, as well as the wrist. And you may slide your opposite hand, the one that's feeling your arm, down your forearm a little bit towards your wrist, up your forearm a little bit towards your elbow, and vice versa. And then switch over to your other elbow. So just gently bring your attention, bring your hand to the other side, And just gently doing what feels right on this side. If at any time you need to pause while I'm speaking, you allow yourself to do that and you resume where we're at. You pause if you need to, and then you come back to the movements. And then coordinating the movement of the elbow, the wrist, and the touch of the opposite hand. Really paying attention to the ease of the movement. The primary, or one of the big reasons why this quality of movement in the joints and making it easy is important, is to decrease the tone, the overall tone of the muscles. Again, if our system has in any way been in a state of shock or trauma, we will hold tension in our muscles. And it's important to bring a soft attention to this soft movement and to really pause when you need to. If you sense it too difficult to move slowly and softly, then you pause, you let your body have a break, have a rest, and then you return to the movement, even if it's just one or two movements. So allow that to fully rest. And then bring attention to the area of your feet, your ankles. And to do the lower part of your body, I'll actually get you to bend your knees such that you can stand your feet on the mat, on the ground. So you bring your feet to stand up, your knees will be bent. If you can, have your feet hip width apart, shoulder width apart, so they're not falling in or falling out too far. You just find a nice spot for your feet to rest. And bring one knee towards yourself. So you'll lift one leg off of the ground, and with your hands, you'll hold on to the back of your thigh. So you interlace your fingers, you hold on to the back of the thigh. If this is too much of a stretch for you, you can also try holding on to the top of the knee. The main reason for this is so that your ankle is free to move. And you just gently move the ankle a little bit up and down. Flex it towards your shin, point it away. Do little movements, a little left and right. Even little circles. Again, whatever feels good. Being attentive to your breathing and to the contact that you make with the ground, with your body, your other foot, the back of your head. And then in this position, allow the ankle to rest and do a few movements of the knee. So straightening a little bit your leg and bending it again. Straightening a little bit. Needn't go far. This isn't a stretch for the hamstring or the gluteal muscles. It's simply to feel the knee joint bend and straighten. And because this involves a lot more muscle than when you were moving just your wrists or your ankle on its own, you might find that your breathing increases a little bit. Your heart rate may go up, and that's a good thing if that happens. You want to pay attention to that. Pay attention to how using more of your body requires more of you. And you may already be doing this, but bring in the movement of the ankle as well as the knee. There's no need to coordinate them in a perfect fashion. It's just knowing that your ankle can move a little bit as your knee moves. Making sure also that the grip you have on your leg, whether it's from behind your thigh or on top of your knee, is gentle. Not tight and really held. It's supportive, but soft. The tone, if the tone is quite tight in your hands around your leg, that'll transmit into the arm and into the body. You want to keep it fairly gentle. Notice if there's any movement occurring in your hip joint as you do this. The crease between your thigh and your belly. Is there movement happening in there? And just very gently, you can, again, there's no right or wrong with this, but to just move the thigh a little bit in the hip joint, you may move a little left, a little right, hug the knee, the thigh in towards your belly a little bit more, let it out with the help of your arms, bending, straightening. Really bringing this leg, the leg that you've chosen to use, online with your brain. Consciously sensing the movements. And the delicacy by which you can do the movements with. And then let that go slowly, gently, very gently. Let the leg come back down so that it doesn't bang down to the ground. You consciously lower the leg and you lengthen both of the legs. And you just have a full pause. And you simply notice. There might be something you notice that is different between your left and right sides. Not important if you don't notice a difference. You simply just notice if there's a little more attention, a little more knowledge of that leg that you just moved, that it's there, that it's yours. Sense your breath. What it might be doing now that you've done a few more movements that require a little more muscular activity, more energy. Is there maybe a thought or a sense that your breathing could enter into the areas that you have moved? And then bring your feet back to standing. Bend your knees and stand your feet on the floor. First, perhaps feel your feet on the floor. Maybe lift one up and bring it down just gently so you actually feel the contact. The other one. And the leg that you didn't move, that you didn't bring up the first time, bring the other leg up over your chest, grasp behind your thigh with both your hands or above the knee, or you may even just grasp with one arm. That's another way you can do this movement. And just begin with the ankle, moving a little bit the ankle. Feeling the ability for the ankle to flex gently, very gently, to point, to move in a circular motion. What about your toes? Can your toes move a little bit? Can you gently wiggle them? And your knee, what about your knee joint? How can you bend and straighten your knee joint easily? Feeling the activation, the muscles that need to engage to straighten the knee, and the muscles that let go to allow the knee to bend again. All while being present with yourself and the ground, being aware of the environment you're in. If your eyes have been closed throughout the majority of this, maybe see what it's like to explore these movements with them open. And vice versa. If your eyes have been open for the majority, allow them to be closed. There's no right or wrong with the eyes. It is what feels best for you. And then the hip joint. Allowing the thigh now to move in relationship to your torso with the help of your arms, your hands, moving your thigh a little inwards towards your belly, out, perhaps a little to the left, to the right. I spoke about in the introduction, the idea of coherence. There's also a coherence that can happen in these simple movements with other body parts. So as you move your thigh, and you might sense your knee moving and your ankle moving, do you sense a rocking across the back of your pelvis? The area where your bum muscles are, your gluteal muscles. Do you sense your lower back changing shape in relationship to the ground? Do you get a sense for how the joints of your arms, if you are pulling and moving your leg with the help of both hands, there's going to be tiny little shifts in the wrists, the elbows perhaps, and even the shoulders. So can you become attentive to how there's a connection, there can be a connection between the joints, the movements? And even as far up as your neck and head, allow your eyes to move with this movement. Can they follow the movement of your leg? This is becoming a bit more exploratory, and that's good in a sense, allowing the rules to wash away and to just experience your movements, your joints, your attention, your gaze of your eyes, and your breath in a gentle fashion. And then let that pause. If at any time I say pause and end the exploration and you are enjoying and sensing your system relax and get happier, really, becoming better balanced, by all means, keep going. Not to make yourself fatigued, but allow the exploration to go a little further. You can always pause and come back and restart the audio file. Really follow your instincts. So allow your legs to both come down. Again, gently. Allow them to straighten. Notice the distance between your legs. If they're touching and very close together, have it be so that your legs are a little more than hip width apart and your feet and knees are slightly rotated out. I mean the right kneecap is facing a bit to the right and the left is facing a little to the left. I cannot see you as I take you through this, but I want to make sure that the legs aren't holding any unnecessary tension in them. And that will occur if they're very close together. So just bring your attention back to your breath. And now bring one of your hands up to the back of your head. So you're going to place the palm of, I'll say, your right hand behind your skull. And you just sense the contact between your fingers and your hair, or if you've got fabric, a hood or something on your head, the fabric, but you really sense the connection between your fingers and the back of your skull, the bones. Just gently squeeze a little bit, not hard, just gently give the back of your skull a little bit of a sort of a handshake, saying hello. Gentle. We forget that there are muscles on our skull. And often when they're tense and tight, it can cause incredible pain and discomfort. And just this act of sensing the back of the head and gently doing it can change the entire tone of not only the skull, but the neck as well. So as you do this, you notice your breath, your jaw. Is air freely coming in through your mouth, or is it being strained through your nose? So allow the mouth to just be naturally opened. And very gently move a tiny bit your head, remaining on the ground. It's not to lift your head in any way. It's just to slide with the help of your hand and roll your head a little bit, perhaps to the left, to the right. So you may end up, and you most likely will, using some of your neck muscles to do this, but you really help out the movement of your head with the hand. So the neck muscles do not need to engage fully. They can take a back seat, if you will. But very gentle. The movement of the head and the eyes is tightly related to our orienting reflex and our ability to know that we're safe in our surroundings. So if there's any deeper traumas or shocks in your system, you want to be very gentle with these movements. And I'd even recommend that your eyes every now and again flutter open so that you do see where you are. You see the walls, any chairs or whatever you're around. And then just pause for a moment and bring the other hand, the left palm of your hand, to your forehead. So you've got a very gentle hold on your skull, on your cranium. And you sense the fact that you have your skull in between your two hands. Sense the warmth of your forehead, the touch between your fingers, your left fingers, and your forehead, the temple maybe, the right side of your temple and the left. And with both hands aiding and supporting your head, very, very small, you allow the hands to help gently rock perhaps the head tiny distances. By tiny, I mean centimeters, even millimeters. Or for those of you that use imperial system, half an inch of a movement. Just sensing that you have control and consciousness of the movement of your neck and your head and your eyes. And the breath. In the back of your attention, you notice how your breath might be freely coming in and out. Again, allowing it to do what it naturally wishes to do. Noticing if any sighs wish to come out or any spontaneous breaths arise. Noticing if there's an instinct to pause the movement if that occurs, which is completely fine, and you do that if that's what your instincts guide you to do. And then you gently leave that, you release your hands from your head, you bring them back down just to rest either by your sides or on your torso, whatever is most comfortable. Just allow yourself to breathe freely. Allow your air to come in without force. Allow it to leave without force. You've been very still in the last few minutes, therefore, your respiration theoretically should be a little lower. If you sense there's still a heightened sense of activity or arousal in your system, notice that. Make sure that your mouth is open and freely taking in air. Also, allow your eyes to see around you and to reorient. And make sure to know that you have contact with your body and the ground under you. Perhaps moving a leg, an arm, shifting the weight of your pelvis. sensing any other sensations, tracking, if you will, sensations in your body, perhaps gurglings of your belly. If your belly is talking to you and has been talking to you throughout this lesson, that's a sign that the branch of your nervous system responsible for resting and digestion is online, that there is a relaxation going on in your autonomic system. If you wish to stay resting on the ground and to simply listen to your breath, by all means, do so. If you do wish to get up, do so very slowly, such that you roll over to a side, you pause, you come to sit, you pause, you orient, you let your blood pressure return such that you don't feel dizzy, and you support yourself in coming up to stand. Maybe you go on all fours first, and then you use your arms to help you up a little bit. And if you do choose to come to standing before you head off to do whatever it is you need to do for the rest of your day, you just take a moment to stand and refamiliarize yourself with your orientation and where you are on your feet, where you are in terms of your posture, that potent posture that was explored earlier.